This month, we have been talking about the family, really, this year. And for the family, one of the things that is vitally necessary is truth. When we consider the truth, the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 13:8 that we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. When we consider truth in the family, we know that it begins with honesty. Paul would say in the book of Romans chapter 13 to provide things honest in the sight of all men. One thing we do know that if the family is going to be all that it can be, number one, the family must realize that it is the greatest institution for evangelism. Why? Because we see God's word at work. If we're studying to show ourselves approved unto God, if we're searching the scriptures, if we're applying them to the best of our ability, that means that at times we'll find ourselves saying, I'm sorry. At times we will be given words of exhortation, Ephesians 4. But we'll always be providing truth. Truth. Anytime that we find ourselves wanting to shy away from truth, we have to realize that John 8, verse number 44, as Jesus is talking to those religious leaders, he told them some very seething words. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And he speaks lies. The family needs to be substantiated upon truth. When we consider the family of God, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we understand that church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. We see these beautiful families in here tonight. Your families, our families, make up this family. You'll never go wrong, young people. You'll never go wrong. Parents, you'll never go wrong. Grandparents, you'll never go wrong with truth. You'll never go wrong with the truth. Sometimes we think that if I would just tell a little bit of the truth, that will be okay. 1 John 2, verse 21, there's no lie in the truth. We have to tell the truth. Our families ought to be substantiated upon what God's word has said and what's best for the kingdom of God, the Lord's church, the church of Christ. So the question we want to ask ourselves is this. Am I going to the truth in order to speak the truth? Am I going to the one who brought the truth in the person of Jesus Christ in order to speak the truth? Friends, when we consider the truth of God's word, it is never coupled with a lie. I want to encourage us to always strive to be a people who are telling the truth. Perhaps you have family members, and all of us do, who don't share in our religious convictions. There's a way to teach them the truth. Jesus told his disciples, as it relates to the truth, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You can't have gospel without truth, and you can't have truth without gospel. They go hand in hand. We ought to be able to systematically, and as Proverbs 11 and verse 30 teach us, he that winneth souls is wise, using the right words at the right time to help people come to the knowledge of the truth. If we have friends that are not members of the Lord's church, or maybe they're not practicing morality, we're practicers of morality. All morality comes from God. And because that is the case, we want to try our best to reason with people, in order for them to come to the knowledge of the truth, in order for them to have the life that God wants them to have. I'd like to end with this passage. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "For the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy." And think about that. "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." There's not a person on the face of the earth that I believe wants to live a life that is just totally chaotic. I was thinking about this today as an illustration. For the last few weeks, since March the 2nd, there has been an individual that has been terrorizing the state of Texas with these bombs. Today, he's dead. And I asked myself, I wonder how it is to meet God in that condition. Something went wrong. Truth failed somewhere. And the question we have to ask ourselves is this. Are we going to be a people that sit to the side and watch people live that way in our families? Or are we going to rise to the occasion and do our level best to help people come to the truth? I don't know about you, but it hurt me that the young man was 24 years old. Young man. But apparently, he lost it somewhere. And notice all of the lives that he affected. Friends, we have to do our part as the church to make sure that our families are abiding in the truth. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider. If you haven't been living by the truth, we want you to. If you find it difficult to come to the truth, maybe you don't know how to apply the truth, apply the word of God. And friends, make no mistake about it, it's not always easy to apply what God says, but it is always worth it. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Be willing to confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and God will add you to his son's church, the family of God, the church of Christ. Live faithful even to the point of death, and God will give you the crown of life. But maybe you're a family here, and your family hasn't really been abiding in the truth. Well, let's get that right. Maybe you're not as close to the truth as you want to be. Or maybe your family's doing good, but you need prayer so you can remain in the truth. That's what we're here for. I told Brother Lane the other day, I said, "Brother Lane, when the church comes together and we don't use this as an opportunity to pray for one another, when will we have an opportunity?" I beg us to slow down and see what God says and apply it to our lives. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.